Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15. Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. Several years ago, a man donated his kidney to save his wife. His wife needed a kidney transplant in order to live. Not wanting to wait for her name to come up on the list, and not wanting his wife to die, he decided to donate his. The transplant was a success. This man saved his wife's life. 18 months later, the wife began a long-term affair with another man. She cheated on her husband. After several years, her unfaithfulness was discovered, and the man eventually filed the paperwork for a divorce in which was included a demand that she return the kidney he had donated to save her life. He wanted his kidney back, knowing that she would die if that were to happen. Those who have been the victim of an affair might understand that man's anger and pain. It's why what God did for the Apostle Paul is so noteworthy. Paul called himself the worst of sinners. Prior to meeting Jesus, he had made a career of persecuting Christians. But he wasn't referring to his previous life of unbelief when he called himself the worst of sinners. It was when he was a Christian that he said, "I am the worst." He knew that compared to the perfection God demands of us, we always fall far short as we carry on our long-term relationship with sin and regularly prove ourselves to be unfaithful to our Creator. How does God respond to such sinners? He does not want us to die in our sin. And we will not die in our sin because Christ Jesus already came into the world to save sinners. He gave not just his kidney, but his entire perfect life as a substitutionary payment to save even the worst of sinners. Whatever your sin is, however great it might be, whatever damage it has already done cannot change the truth that Christ Jesus has already saved you. Father in heaven, strengthen my faith in you by keeping me focused on your faithfulness to me in Jesus. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.